So this patient ended up having VATS.
So the patient had a VATS, and the NGS is really what gave us the information. He had an exon 21 L858R positive. He also had a HER2 amplification and had high PD-L1 expression in two of the pleural specimens.
So before we go on to the really interesting part of this, Matt, I was curious about the HER2 amplification we saw in the San Antonio Breast Cancer Meeting in December. There's several really exciting new anti-HER agents out there. Tucatinib is one of them. There's an antibody drug conjugate that's out there. We do see HER2 amplification. We see HER2 mutations. Obviously, this patient's got an exon 21 mutation that's going to be the prime. But I am curious about HER2. We're going to talk about it later, Matt. Anything there in terms of anti-HER therapy in lung cancer that's exciting?
Yeah, again, some interesting emerging data, more, I think, compelling for the HER2 mutations, which, actually track with the EGFR exon 20 insertions. There's enough homology that some of the drugs can attack both of them. Nothing FDA approved, but really promising early data from Bob Lee and others. I think the amplification's a tougher story. We think of it as a gradient. Breast colleagues have certainly done more in this field, but I think that really the most compelling data so far in primary treatment of a HER2 alteration is really in the mutation setting.
So this patient does have an elevated PD-L1 level, 40% in one specimen, 65% in the other. But I guess the tricky part gets with the MRI of the brain.
Yeah, so in the staging, he was found to have asymptomatic. He had three isolated subcentimeter lesions, 2, 4, and 5 millimeters. And then we had this whole discussion, the family wants to be very aggressive. We started him on osimertinib. And the question is, when to intervene in these brain metastases?
So he could have had SBRT.
He could have SBRT, whole brain radiation, or observation.